Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 21st of September 2024. Today's topic is a supplicant for saints. Our text today is taken from Colossians chapter 4 verses 7 through 13. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate, and comfort your hearts. Verse 9. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justus, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphra, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Verse 13. For I bear him record, that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. Our memory verse today is taken from Colossians chapter 4 verse 12. Epaphra, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. A supplicant is someone who makes petition before God on behalf of another. Epaphra is one of the supplicants in the New Testament. Such a Christian is concerned about others who need God's intervention. As a child of God, we can follow the GOM pattern in our prayer: God, others, myself. Prayer is the best gift we can give to fellow believers. The love of Christ constrains us to pray for those who are sick, suffering, afflicted, the backslider, church leaders, and the rulers in our nation. Like Epaphra, believers must pray for the new converts, revivals, programs, and projects of the church. We are to pray for our institutions, teachers, classmates, neighbors, parents, friends, and foes. Through intercession, we can achieve much for God. Empathy will enable us to pray effectively for others. Let us bother about others. The Bible commands that you should bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians chapter 6 verse 2. Bring solution to other believers' problems through your supplication. God's love constrains us to pray for other saints like Epaphra did. Quote for the day: let us bother about others. The challenge for today is: in empathy, supplicate for others. Prayer. Pour upon me, O God, the spirit of supplication. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.